Hello, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories. Few were expecting first face-off between BJP and Congress, but after token resistance, Rajya Sabha passed an amendment bill which allows voluntary use of Aadhaar as proof of identity for users to open bank accounts and get mobile phone connections. The Aadhaar and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2019 was passed in Rajya Sabha by a voice vote. Amid a chorus over lack of employment opportunities, the central government said it has generated over 3.81 lakh jobs in the last two fiscals in its different organizations, according to the Budget 2019-20 documents. The Congress and other opposition parties have accused the BJP-led NDA government of rising unemployment in the country. They had stepped up their attack on the Narendra Modi government over job creation after it announced demonetization in 2016. The budget documents give breakup of the jobs that were created in the central government departments in the last 2 years. Over a dozen unions of Air India came out strongly against the government's second bid to sell the financially crippled national carrier, union sources said after a meeting with the airline's management. After the budget announcement on Friday, Air India chairman Ashwini Lohani had called a meeting of all the 13 unions of the airline on Monday to discuss the privatization plan. The Indian Newspaper Society has urged the government to withdraw 10% customs duty imposed on newsprint, uncoated paper used for printing newspapers, and lightweight coated papers used for magazines. Publishers of newspapers and magazines are already reeling under severe financial pressure due to many factors like lower advertisement revenues, higher costs, and digital onslaught from technological giants. Two junior antitrust research associates and a law school student were behind a complaint that sparked a probe into Google's alleged anti-competitive practices in the country in what has become another regulatory challenge for the US firm. The Competition Commission of India ordered a full-blown investigation into Alphabet Inc.'s Google in April for alleged abuse of its Android platform to hurt rivals. Facebook Inc. has said that it had not been invited to a White House summit on social media being held later this week. The White House has repeatedly declined to say who will attend the July 11 event. White House spokesman Judd Deere said last month the meeting would bring together digital leaders for a robust conversation on the opportunities and challenges of today's online environment. He said on Monday that Trump will speak at the event. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.